Welcome to Ojibwe Stories, Garanunanada, a program of Ojibwe culture.
Bonjour, welcome everyone here to this episode of Gaganonadida. My name is Brian McGinnis, and I am sitting here today with Chato Gonzalez of the Odawa Zaga Igun, the LCO reservation, and Mr. Lee Staples, Obizon, renowned throughout Ojibwe country for his beautiful command of Ojibwe and his intimate knowledge of our traditional ceremonies. Today, Obizon and Chato have come to help us understand a little more about some of those ceremonies of life and some of those protocols as we work with different human service agencies with things like traditional funerals and helping ensure that there is good quality of working together evenly and fairly with Anishinaabe peoples. So we're honored to have them with us here today. Welcome, Buju, Miigwech, Togushinek, Ginawa.
I'd like to start off this segment. I'd like to do a more of a language learning exercise here. There's two words that come up a lot in Ojibwe when we're doing ceremonies that Obizon is always correcting people. We're not saying his way is the only way, the only right way, but the way that he was taught. And those two words are Nabishkage and Adapanage. I'd like to turn it over to Obizon to give his thoughts and his expertise on the difference in these two words when using them in feasts.
Shkea o Anishinaabe sagaswe did a sema na sadna we sinuin. Me with the in apagas a jigate in gil money doge nebuwat. Shage na wawi naoga. Gil manidog mean gil a dapinig ajig. Gade shma a yajig mind. Osagaswe did on Shinaabe. And no pee hin no say man. Now we sinuin a chica dig. Mima we know a nabishkage og is a winch agent. Me ill is a winch got dig. Shke no a say man. And in the moondwa, Maxage. Sakai gas sakabwa wada no. No, do pwaga no wan mima nabishka kewat. Shke, and we come out no, do pwaga no wan no say man. Beinchina ma nisha ma nisha nid me dish with there. In a saga dabas sud me with there. A nikat a nabuat and gil manidug. Kawi na o nishinaabe o dapinasi na no se man o pi na bishkagea. Ina mamada no se man. Ni da shwite. Ina da gushimuna de nabu adengeo manidug. Me to go ma o bakan. Ini ishi webaka o. Ma jai wing shkea. We sinu in ma chiga dega. Me o pi ina we do paminda o. Wana anjikid. Da boa mata atu deo. Me kanenska mina go siang dini shayang gego ishue bisiang. Ishukwa ma ina we sinyang. Me ma ina adapinigayang. And that up in among it a wee snow and gawin good year. A pug is a god day snow no pee. May it to go mine a wee do pum window. Guy named dog was it in the aunt your kid. She gave the skull and go. Oh, Nepa, oh, Nishinaabe. Oh, what one siddle and corner dash and dung it yo. Me go ma, kawi minik.
As Obizon talked about these two words, Nabishkage and Adapanage, when Anishinaabe has ceremonies, it's those Monidug, Mengiwe, Adapanagejig. They're the ones that accept the tobacco. Say if somebody brings Obizon tobacco and he puts that tobacco in his pipe, he is Nabishkage. He's the one that takes that tobacco on behalf of those money dog. As he smokes that tobacco, he takes that tobacco in, but what it's doing is it's going through his physical being on behalf of those money dog, and the smoke that comes out is being transferred to those money dog. It's those money dog, me and Gilway Dopin Nagajik. They're the ones that take it, me on Nyabishkagit, and the money dog are the ones way Dopin Nagajik. They're the ones that accept the tobacco. He talked about that also for food. When we're having ceremonies, when food are involved and we eat that food, it's the same concept. We eat that food not for ourselves, but for those money dog. Nyabishkagit. You know, we're the ones that take that food in for those money dog, and as we eat it, it goes through us, and the money dog are the ones that accept that food. But there's an exception with funerals, and that's where he talks about we're actually eating with the spirit of the individual that is about to change worlds. And our teaching is that the spirit travels for 4 days. And during those time, we have meals with the spirit of our loved ones, of the individual that passes on. During those times, food is put for that individual that is about to make that journey. So when we eat that food, that is when Adopin Nagajik, that's when we accept that food. We don't Nyabishkage at that time. So that's the difference when you talk about food and tobacco in a ceremony besides a funeral. You Nyabishkage. When you talk about tobacco and a feast for a funeral, a wake, that's when you Adopin Nagajik. There is an exception, and I'd like to turn that back to Obazan. We do funerals for stillborn babies, babies that haven't grown to the point to be able to eat solid foods. And I know there's a difference there. If food is put during that time, we do Nyabishkage. And I'll turn it over to Obazan for that.
Ske ingyo binuti ensaga ingyo gainen dog was a jig with the ashikwayak the shawad with the it in a way mag and nanak with the ayawad gawin ma in a nogata siwagama king kedesh ingyo kimisi a banak maginagaki kitawat me magai kitawat. Gawin he te dog shimonisina o binuchi he te dog e dangish kanzine o ke den adap nangibani o we sinuin. Ske de sho pi in the bean de gajigate go we sinuin. Mima, gawin we do pamasi, me de sho eshe chigayan. Me with it in a pugs of the morguan gil manito gain a bewad. The Natamago was at the Benuji and Snuggle Gaye no. While Pitago Shimona to O. Money do, gain a bemo any good, gain a duck any good. O Gagi Gaish can a quay as you wean in the. Gay me, O. Me the Shimanga was in the jigger. Me ma, Nabishka gay what. If we sin when we day in the shama can go money to get in the boat, mean go eat up in the gage. Me, yo.
So, what Obazan added on there was when something happens to our young ones and they go straight over there, they were chosen to go straight over there and their impression not be made on this earth. If food is brought in during that time, we'll put that food in thanks to those money dog, those spirits that are helping that young baby to make it over there to that land that we go to once we pass on. And also to that spirit, Gagigeush Kinigikwe, that's her name. The spirit of the woman that comes and takes care of our babies when it's their time to pass over. She comes here, takes that baby, and carries the baby over. So then during that particular funeral, that's the time that we do Nyabishkage when we eat. So there is an exception.
I think one thing you've both helped us to understand here, as you've shared some of the protocols and even some of the very, very specific language uses that characterize Ojibwe Mo'in and ceremonial practice, is just indeed how A, complicated some of these rites are, B, how important it is to really know them well. Even the words are so important to being able to properly and fully conduct these ceremonies, but also that very intense spiritual connection that Indian peoples, Anishinaabe peoples have. When you talked about the Manidug, the spirits who look after the land and the people and the universe, they're just such an intimate part of these ceremonies and so connected to this. And just the way that the people care for each other, even as you talked about those young babies, even before they're born, through lifespan, that the people truly have been blessed by the spirits with protections and safe ways home. So we are grateful for you helping us understand about that and how meaningful and important those are for communities today. We do know that one of the things that we have struggled with in our local community as Anishinaabe people, as we work with other systems of social service agencies, or, you know, recently we know we had a death in our community, our Anishinaabe community, that seemed very complicated. And I don't know if there's anything you'd like to share about your thoughts as to, you know, how people can work together in a good way to ensure a good, respectful process for Anishinaabe peoples, for non-Anishinaabe peoples, and most importantly, for that one who is trying to make his or her way home.
Oh, sa anadashin dang no maya maga ishwe baka. Anadashin jagade ga nongwa ma shkeo au. O nini ha shkwa yadam. I pekeba so magi adabi wed me deshima. Kiwi sagishing me deshwadeo. Akwaziu ga me gong wadea ta pineda. Me deshimam, nebwa, genja kamaga deman. Ske deshino din a way margin and besho in a way margin. Me o kea pene, a peshi chigiwa deman denakid. E wawinge nishina be maja awad. A no din a way margin and ske gawin a no. Chumukumana no abishkiwe nediabja aswawanske o chibaita bano. Koshuichigasa to the chibaigamigong. Nage ne mamigate nego, Miss Queen ma. Vashquaya gawinio. Ushichigana swawana no. No din away maganoan, skate a shawan. Inga wabishkiwe danui shichige danui kish kishwan no kashkwaya nijan. Kinagwajima win dobijige den mekanawi mekange o gaishwe bisitao. Kashkwaya shke deshino hodinawe magan and gawin. Imiga danawagego da ichigana sawawan. Inga wabishkiwe di kenamawan no. Ma ode gawin we winnege she asin me o. Nakshaga in the sigwada. Gaja sho wabishki wait. Ejazana gazed gawin we pugidin asawawan no. You know, besho in a way and asa jigsa din a kiwe we now what to know. Din a way magan a one way win and in a majai and me ma. Gima magic would now what. Me got the moateo. Gee togi nega awan and on the shana benchago o. The bakwinigu and in the wogi avis chigas water. I should be gun ma. Gee chigade gee wind a moondra. Bugidinic the gee way when now what and out in the way margin on me be genuke. Gee shinigashini gun in the matawabishki wait. Ini si cige di biskuga win ho pite ni masin ano ani shina ben ke he went mo gawin o kea o ni shina pe da we chiga nasin de gish kushunda kena gwichi madin do bujigeng win shito o we noa. Gawin gwichi we shiwin ni jigasa sin de seek. Santa Miga de Nego Miss Queen Gedesio. Me, oh, Wabishki wed, Genji kenda mata no onishna ben e jepe mata sineta mwencheta anoki wata ne ne poma ano wa wa poma wata no be mata sineta genuina wa dake kenda na wa onishna be e jetwa de shimini go wiset en heni ishichigeta Quinish monkey to the ammunition of being Hanna P. Wah, Ken Mawatano, Hodden Shanabi one. Guy named dog was in it, known should be Madison in it, Miguel.
So, Obazan started talking about a little bit that happened recently. One of our elders had passed away in our community. What happened is he had gotten in a car accident, and evidently he passed away at the hospital. And the family wanted to take him home. And he knows his family very well. I know them also. And they're a very traditional family. Their teachings go way back. They're a family that always handled their funeral services within the family. They don't use a hearse. They don't use a funeral home. They don't do embalming. When something happens to their relatives, they take their relatives home. And they take care of them themselves in the old traditional way. They do the services themselves, bury them themselves. This is the way that this family was taught, along with a lot of our families, but especially this family. And that's all they wanted. They didn't want an autopsy. So what happened is the medical examiners in Carlton County insisted on doing an autopsy, and the family had to go get a court order in order for the body to be released. And even once they did get the court order, the medical examiner didn't believe the court order. And there was just a lot of disrespectful things that went on around this issue. The family knew that he had heart problems, and they figured this was possibly the reason why he had the car accident. They didn't need an autopsy to tell him that. All they needed to know was that it was their relative's time to change the world, and they had to do what they had to do on this side to prepare him for that. And how this mainstream society does not respect us as Anishinaabe. They don't respect our teachings. They want to dictate the way we do things. They want to tell us our own teachings. As in this situation, this medical examiner says, well, here in Carlton County where I've been working, this has never happened. I've never had a problem. So this should be standard all the way across, and that's not so. Our teachings vary between families, between communities. And these people working in these human services, these social services fields, they need to know our teachings. They need to know our belief systems. They need to have some kind of cultural training to work with our people. Because in this situation, it was very disrespectful. And especially the way they wanted to dictate and disbelieve that these are our teachings and that we didn't have alternative motives on why this family did not want to have autopsies done on their relatives.
Thank you, gentlemen, for helping us understand a little better some of that situation. And I think your words speak very clearly to that very basic principle of respect. Respect for each other as peoples of different cultures, but also respect for those rights of the Ojibwe people of this land who have been here for a very, very long time. And that just because you maybe have one experience with one indigenous person that doesn't hold true in another case, there's no reason for disbelief. Certainly, each of your words speak very true to that need for some way of helping other people understand better about the first cultures and languages of the indigenous peoples of this part of the world.
This is Ojibwe Stories, Garanunanida, a program of Ojibwe culture, which is brought to you in part by the College of Education and Human Service Professions at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the Nwayung Ojibwe Language Nest. Nwayung is an Ojibwe language immersion preschool program serving children beginning at 33 months up through the first day of kindergarten. All subjects are taught in Ojibwe Mo'en, and children are immersed in Ojibwe culture, language, and history. Nwayung operates Monday through Thursday, September through May. Full and part-time enrollment options are available. More information at 218-726-7547.
My name is Brian McGinnis, and I am sitting here today with Chado Gonzalez and Lee Staples, better known as Obazan throughout Anishinaabe country, talking about different ceremonial rites in communities, as well as ways that we're able to work together as community members, as institutions, to help find a way that we can ensure a good, reciprocal, respectful relationship between Anishinaabe peoples and, in particular, community service agencies. One of the things that Obazan has been asked to talk a little bit more is his vision for his participation and his leadership in helping design a continuing education program that will help community service peoples respectfully and better work with Anishinaabe peoples. So, Obazan, Ginigo, Dagana, Betashindanakea, Geonje, Ganawabindaman, Bama Nigan, Geojoebak, Gebe, we duka dadi, wadagil, Jewa, we duka wind, wewe, ne Anishinaabe.
Mio, a nantamanin, ske, and goche, ba nokian, in nokitawaga o. Be mad is it of Bakan, guys, you mean go, is it? There's a Bakan, how a nishaita, guys, you mean go, is it? The ba anokian, ma, the we will win gaysian koe. Da gweke ken dan yo. Da shimini goose it all. Be mad as it wa no ki to wagama. Yo, ishi twad, ishi chigit. Yo, so. Be not as it no chuko kina, we win it to get ken to man yo. Da ba winge si an da shima da no ki to wagao. Be kandisit au be madisit ma we inoki tabug me ill. Ge chige pun, shke and gilge deshamaga, ne poa o wabishki wit a noki ma. O nishinaabe ude toot, e ude toot. Ne poa. O awin o kenema swawan we win a no nishinaabin. Get a shaw wabishki wid. A nan dog was it ween, we me wid dish. Quang, wasa and jabama got in there. No wid ween. Nandam here get canned us at ween, no wid na jawan near kea. A she be mad, is it me to show, and a shush conamuatano. On shanabin. Awi no kea, gida da chige seal shke. Giminigo was the men o nishinaabe young kea. Genishipi mui doing obimad si young shkoyang wasa within jacamat. Giabida shio kea. Mi eo gena pitan jagadig. Oh, wabishki wed ma be noki to wadan on shanabin. Gawin dai named us in, me ma. We shayan, we o noki to wagan gil, and a shanabig, we kuno morgo kea geshri mad swatin. A winter morgi go chigis, de chigisigwa. Gawin again wabin to see now, me o kea. Gashimin go was young. Ske da shoko in a gunonaga. In a does in a ni bikimag de bishko, a wabishki wed mawa. Pindiged, we no kita wadan on shanabin. Me o kia gashigan wabandaman. Me to madan to wabandaman, yo. De kano ma go see and get kentaman on shanabe. Ishi twat. Then din man ma. Nin, the kano ma go, seang ego win ma. The shakandroi bin the gate moasino. Wabishki wid okea. Gashi kano mo win dinishibit madsid. What I was talking about, I was given an example myself as an individual. If I were to go work in another community that was different than mine, maybe a third world country or where there's a group of people that have a different belief system, they have a different way of life, yet are still hanging on to a lot of what they had been given. Very foremost in my mind is I would want to learn everything I could possibly know about that community to better serve them. To know about their teachings, their traditions, their language, their way of life, their everyday life, how they interact with each other. Learn all of that. And not come in either with the idea of imposing what I've been taught on them. Not come in with the idea of teaching. I would come in with the idea of learning from that culture, that way of life, that particular group of people. I have told Chumooks this, that I've come to work on some of the reservations. You need to come in here with the idea of learning from this community, from our Anishinaabe. Don't come in with the idea of you want to teach them. We have a set of teachings, a way of life, that's been passed on from generation to generation. You need to respect that and learn everything you possibly can about that. That way you'll better serve the community. One of the biggest things that did a lot of damage on our community is just Chukumon coming in, condemning our way of life, telling us to abandon our language, our culture, our ceremonies. That's the worst thing they could ever done to us. And that's the reason that we have a lot of that. The violence, the dysfunction that's going on in our communities, because a lot of our Anishinaabe have abandoned our teachings, our way of life, that would sustain us, would have brought peace to our community. But hopefully we'll be able to bring that all back and create healing and peace in our community.
Wow, Miigwech Obizon, in that last message is so important. And I like the way you translated that. Ginitawi chige, you did a good job there. But just talking about that healing and peace again, being that regular part of community life, but also interaction with other peoples. And thank you for that. Wondering, Obizon, if you would share some thoughts. I think it's important for all of our people to remember those that have inspired us, those who have created the things we need to be well and to have a good life, and what some of their messages and words are, especially, I think, in leadership work we do. So, Gishpin al wane tojimanta, ginigo.
Mina pacha au deishamad au nisigusaban amikogabui kwe gishinakaza au mintimoye pan.
So he talked about who he calls his aunt, Mikogabuikwe, Julie Shingabee, She was from East Lake District of Mille Lacs, Band of Ojibwe, Rice Lake Band of Ojibwe, they're also known as. What happened was he was living in the cities, and he was still drinking at the time, and he was getting sick, and he wanted to move home. And what he did was he moved with that old lady up in East Lake. He lived with her for 5 years. She only spoke Ojibwe to him. And as this happened, everything that he was taught throughout his life started to come back to him. And she was the one who pushed him to do what he's doing today. One example was, it was about 10 years at the time that he was told to go through the Mandé Lodge. And she says, all right, that's what you're going to do. She drug him over there and made him go through. She also pushed him to do funerals, to do different kinds of ceremonies. He listened to her do ceremonies, but she also listened to him do ceremonies. And she would travel with him while he did these ceremonies. And she would correct him when he was wrong. You know, the same way how he talked about his mother did with his dad was what she did. She coached him. She taught him what he was missing, and she encouraged him when he was correct and said, Miu, that's the way it is, you know. That's the kind of relationship they had, you know. He went to her for help, and then she pushed him to do what he's doing today, and she gave him the confidence. He didn't say that here in the recording, but he talks about that a lot, is the reason why he has the confidence to do what he does today is because those old ladies, Amiko Gabawikwe Bun was one of them, and Gage Bikwe, Miskobaneshi, Eileen Skinaway was another one. They traveled with him, and they told him that he was doing things the right way, and that's the way it was done. So he gives a lot of credit to that old lady, Amiko Gabawikwe.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for sharing something about our teaching traditions and how we come to learn in our communities and with our elders. Some wonderful lessons about the persistence we need, always with respect, always with care, and always with love. That just seems to be that Anishinaabe way. And we do hope to hear you here again. Miigwech.
This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunidada. To listen again to past episodes of the program, visit the KUMD website at kumd.org and click on Audio Archives. Ojibwe Stories Gaganunidada is produced by KUMD and the Tribal Sovereignty Institute at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the Master of Tribal Administration and Governance, or MTAG, program, where students learn about leadership, law, sovereignty, and management from a tribal perspective. MTAG was designed by tribes for tribes, currently accepting applications for fall enrollment. More information at umdmtag.org. Funding for Ojibwe Stories Gaganunidada is provided in part by the UMD College of Education and Human Service Professions and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.